Good afternoon. Welcome to the very final Senate Education Committee. We start with the work session on House Bill 2747. Time has run out, but hope springs eternal, so we will move this bill to rules.
Chair House, I move House Bill 2747A without recommendation as to passage to the Committee on Rules.
Senator Knope moves House Bill 2747A without recommendation as to passage to the Committee on Rules. Is there discussion? Seeing none, is there objection? Seeing none, so ordered. We have House Bill 2386 scheduled next, and so I'm going to open up a public hearing and work session on 2386. Senator Close is here, and Rep. Frederick is here, and we have a new amendment. Senator Donovan, would you fill us in?
Sure. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. House Bill 2386 deals with school districts and radio frequency identification devices. The committee has been asked to consider the Dash 4 amendments. Dash 4 amendments require any school that wishes to use an RFID device, a radio frequency identification device, to notify the State Board of Education. Upon receipt of notification, the State Board must generate rules for appropriate use of RFID devices applicable to all schools, and it requires the establishment of standards for guidelines regarding notification, use of, and privacy protections for any RFID device to be used by schools.
Okay. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the Senate Education Committee. I am Senator Betsy Close, and I am a sponsor of the bill. I appreciate very much the committee taking this up and spending the time on it to get it right. I believe the Dash 4 Amendment is a good one. I talked to Becky with the ACLU, and she agrees, and also Mr. Craven. We've all had input into this. This does require the board to adopt standards. It does ensure that the family would have the opt-out if they chose not to have their child wear such a tag. And I think it protects students' privacy and ensures the security that we're after. I know that school, having been a teacher and having had four children, tracking students is always a challenge. But
you needed them for your house.
But I notice schools are pretty savvy about getting things up on their websites with, in red that says a student was skipping. So anyway, I do support the Dash 4, and thank you for your consideration.
Thank you. Frederick.
Thank you, Senator Haas, and members of the committee. I'm Lou Frederick, representative for House District 43, North and Northeast Portland. Representative Barnhart regrets that he cannot be here today, so I'm here to talk briefly about amending House Bill 2386 regarding the radio frequency identification devices. I continue to support the bill as introduced, but I can support the Dash 4 amendment as well. The Dash 3s, I could not. So the bill passed as introduced, passed the House unanimously. You've received in your materials a letter from Tech America, an industry advocacy group, advocating that you refrain from limiting their access to what they apparently see as a lucrative market in tracking school children. That is their job, protecting and expanding their markets. It is our job to protect our children and their rights to privacy and security as human beings. Our children's privacy and security should not be fair game whenever new technology combines with effective salesmanship. The introduced bill explicitly notes that it does not prohibit the use of these devices to track and locate property, but children are not property. They are human beings with rights, interests, and developmental needs of their own. I'm reminded of a passage, if you'll pardon me, from Beverly Cleary's Ramona Quimby, age 8. I don't know if you've read that or not. I hope parents still read it to their kids. She would have been one of my constituents if she was still living in that area there. She starts off with, "Daddy, what are you studying?" He says, "I'm studying the cognitive processes of children." "Well, what does that mean?" "How kids think." Ramona did not like the sound of that subject at all. "Why are you studying that?" she demanded. "Some things should be private, and how children thought was one of them." She did not like the idea of grown-ups snooping around in thick books trying to find out. "Well, I don't think you should," said Ramona. "It's none of your business how kids think." My point is, what boundaries are we willing to breach if we are willing to use tracking devices to follow our children? Where will it stop? Will they become tracked college students, tracked adults? We all know how boundaries of personal autonomy and privacy are increasingly squishy for all of us. We should not allow our children to be tracked like property, like livestock, unless we're willing to have the same treatment for ourselves. And I'm frankly a little creeped out by the suggestion that this would be okay. We should not simply allow this technology to be used on children just because it exists. Is it really a good idea, for example, to take attendance without human contact, by voice or eye contact? Failure to pass this bill means that this momentous societal change will be driven by vendors, not by policymakers like us. An earlier communication referred to old concerns about health risks from old technologies. This is, frankly, a red herring held up by a straw man, if you'll pardon all of the various allusions there. This bill is not about health concerns. It is about privacy and autonomy concerns. These are ethical issues, not technological ones and not economic ones. I urge you to either pass the introduced bill to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation or to adopt the -4 amendment and pass the amended bill to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Thank you very much. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Questions? And just to reinforce the fact that this isn't happening in any school in Oregon, nor is it being proposed in any school in Oregon. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. We are in work session on House Bill 2386 with the -4 amendments in front of us.
Mr. Chair, I move to adopt the -4 amendments dated May 29, 2013.
Senator Knope moves the -4 amendments to House Bill 2386. Discussion? Objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Chair Haas, I move that the rules be suspended for the purposes of taking action on House Bill 2386 without having a fiscal impact or revenue impact statements at this time.
Senator Knope moves the rules be suspended for the purpose of taking action on House Bill 2386 without having the fiscal impact or revenue impact statements at this time. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. Motion passes. Those of the opinion that the rules, the motion carries. The rules have been suspended. Senator Knope.
Chair Haas, I move House Bill 2386 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Knope moves House Bill 2386 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion?
Mr. Chair, I just want to clarify. So, in fact, Chuck Bennett didn't propose having kids wear these. I just want to be clear. I thought that needed to be on the record, that he didn't propose the kids being wear these.
I don't think he did, but he may have.
He signed up to do that, though, didn't he?
Further discussion. Clerk will call the roll.
Senator Meyer.
No.
Senator Cruz.
Aye.
Senator Roblin.
Aye.
Vice Chair
Knopf.
Aye.
Chair Haas.
Votes aye. The measure passes to the Oregon floor of the Oregon State Senate with a due pass recommendation. And Senator Close, if she would like to, can carry this bill.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Close the work session on House Bill 2386 and open up a public hearing and work session on House Bill 3014. And if you could give us a summary, Administrator Donovan.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. House Bill 3014 requires district school boards to procure the United States flag for and cause the flag to be displayed in each classroom for the purposes of providing time to students to salute the flag once daily during school hours. It declares an emergency effective July 1st. The committee's been asked to consider the -1 amendments that require public charter schools and to make time available for salutation of the United States flag once per week and requires that a flag be displayed in each classroom.
Okay. And this is Representative Esquivel's bill. He's the chief sponsor. Thanks for joining us, Rep.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record, Sal Esquivel, Representative District 6. Let me give you a little background on how we arrived here. We had a situation of where a teenager, sophomore, I believe in high school, in Rogue River, city of Rogue River, had contacted us, and a couple of us, and said that his school principal refused to allow the students to give a Pledge of Allegiance. It was true. And so this individual, a nice young man, got a petition together and had 400 and some students sign the petition, plus he went to the school board, plus he went to the community, And lo and behold, today they recite the pledge, which is by law. Then we found out that in Southern Oregon we had a public charter school that refused not only to do the pledge, but they refused to even fly the flag on the flagpole outside the school. They didn't feel it was, they were part of this bill, which existing law, I guess that would be an arguable situation. It doesn't mention charter schools because this law was crafted before we had public charter schools. So we're here today to change the public charter school part. We're here today to get those little flags inside the classroom, which people say, well, that would cost something. Well, it won't, because you can go to the VFW, you can go to several organizations, and I see Senator Roblin's nodding his head because he's been in the education all of his life, and they will provide the flags for the classroom. All you have to do is ask them. The second thing this does is it makes these charter schools, because that's really the only one it's affecting now, because our public schools, I would say 99.99% of all public schools, brick and mortar, do the pledge and religiously. Now, this passed the House committee, and I have reviewed this. I've talked with the chair. We're fine. I'm fine with the dash one amendments to the bill. The only thing that I think we had an objection to when at the House was a floor letter by the ACLU, because they didn't like the word "under God." But that has nothing to do with this bill. This bill is about the pledge. If you want to change the pledge, you go to the federal level, and that's where you change the pledge. But it has nothing to do with this bill. The other thing is, of course, we heard, well, you know, a student may feel compelled to have to do the pledge. Nothing in this bill that says they have to do the pledge. It just says they have the opportunity to do so. So it's a participation basis only. So we don't force people to do that, but probably the majority of kids do. The other thing I heard was that, well, a lot of these kids are too young to understand what that means. Well, you know, you have a teacher there, and I hope that the teacher would teach what that means, what each word means. And if a real good example, if you ever get an opportunity, go on to YouTube and look at what Red Skelton did. And for us older people, we know who Red Skelton is, but for the younger people, they don't have a clue. But he did a great job with YouTube and explaining every word of the pledge, and he did a marvelous job. So if they just show that once a week, or show that maybe once a month or whatever, until the kids understand exactly what the pledge is about, it would help immensely on the teaching part. Now, having said that, each and every one of us, I know every one of us up here have said the pledge every day when we were in school. I'm pretty sure of it. You know, we turned out pretty good. Well, maybe in the House we turned out pretty good. But sorry, I couldn't stand it. But anyway, I ask that you pass the bill. I ask you adopt the dash one amendments, and let's go ahead and get this back in charter school so we can do the pledge, have the opportunity. Any questions?
Any questions for Representative mm-hmm. Beskow? All right, well, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. A couple more people want to be heard on this one. Tim Cowan.
Chair Haas and committee members, I'll do this real quick. My father was a superintendent. My wife and I were...
Your ID, Tim.
Oh, Tim Cowan. And my wife is a retired teacher. My son is a teacher. My two brothers, including myself, retired from the military. My son just retired from the military. And when I read about this, I thought it was something I'd like them to be honored by. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Chair Haas, members of the committee, Becky Strauss here on behalf of the ACLU of Oregon. I will also be very brief. I've submitted written testimony. As you know, we've had some concerns about the underlying bill, but appreciate the introduction of the Dash 1, and I think that addresses our concerns. So I appreciate your consideration of those, and thanks for considering our position.
Good. Any questions? Thank you. Well, committee, I don't know why it feels fitting that we're ending this session on the Pledge of Allegiance bill, but somehow it does. And we're
in a flag in this room.
We're in work session on House Bill 3014.
Oh, flag in this room.
There isn't any.
Senator, Chair Haas, I move to adopt the Dash 1 amendment stated May 22, 2013, the House Bill 3014.
Senator Cano moves the Dash 1 amendments to House Bill 3014. Is there a discussion? Is there objection? Seeing none, so ordered.
Chair Haas, I move House Bill 3014 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Cano moves House Bill 3014 to the floor of the Oregon State Senate with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion?
As amended?
As amended.
Oh, okay. Then I'm okay.
Any discussion? Seeing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Senator Byer.
Aye.
Senator Cruz.
Aye.
Senator Roblin.
Aye.
Vice Chair Cano.
Aye.
And Haas votes
before we vote.
Aye.
We should have stood up before we voted. I think on that one. I don't know.
House Bill 3014 moves to the floor of the Oregon State Senate with a due pass recommendation. And believe it or not, Peter Courtney has asked to carry this bill. And so we will sign in this bill.
That's a hard one to say no to, isn't it?
Yes. Well, he asked. Committee, thank you for your hard work, gentlemen. We have, according to our stats, passed almost as many bills as any other committee in the building,
really?
Second only to the Business and Transportation Committee.
And they do bad work in that
and,
committee.
And we've received 9% of all of the bills in the committee. And so we have done a lot of work.
How many committees are there?
I have 9 on this list.
So we're slightly ahead of that 9%. We're slightly. I just was checking since you said we did 9%.
Oh, let's see. Where's
so if there's only nine
rural communities economic.
There's only 9 committees. We gave you some, but I'm just saying.
I don't want to go into the. Yeah, I don't.
If there's only 9. If there's 9 committees, see, if there were 10 committees, then we would have been 10% anyway. So with 9 committees, it's about 11%. So on average, so we did. You know.
Rural communities and economic development is way down the list. So,
of course. So. We only take quality bills.
That's what I was going to say had we been lower. But politicians can rationalize anything.
The committees I serve on are ranked 1, 3, and 4, number of bills passed out. Should I take that personally? Or you're 2.
They know you're a fast reader.
You're not, I think you are not. Is his committee number 2? Or
Business and Transportation's sent out more bills than any other committee.
More than Judiciary?
No, Judiciary.
Judiciary isn't done yet.
That's true. We have a few more this afternoon.
Yeah, Judiciary.
Slightly.
Judiciary always is the top committee.
That would put us over. If we did all of them, that would put us 123.
Oh, that's good.
Okay,
yeah, they tired me out so much.
Are we off subject here?
We're not on a subject, so it's all okay. Thank you all for your hard work this year.
Thank you,
Senator.
I'd like to thank you for your hard work and your willingness to accommodate all members of the committee and work as a pretty cohesive unit. So thank you very much for your work.
Thank you. Thank you all. We are adjourned.